We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
This is the Best of the Joe Show, running down some of the best audio you've heard right here on 560 over the past 24 hours. I am Dan Day on a feel-good Friday. Gonna send you off into the weekend of feeling good. Gonna play some good reggae music that'll make you feel irie throughout the show, plus the Joe Rose Show. Gonna be catching up with Brandon Lang. That guy knows how to feel good, and he's also gonna give you some of his fantasy picks and teams that you should put a little jelly on this weekend. Also, the Dan Le Batard Show, celebrity prognosticator Steve O. That is pure gold. Then Hawk and Crowder. It is a Football Friday right now. Got some Friday headlines for you. Demanding action rather than symbolic gestures when it comes to social injustice, the Dolphins will stay inside during the Star Spangled Banner this season. Miami versus New England this Sunday at 1 here on 560 The Joe. Cameron Harris ran for 134 yards and scored twice to lead the U over UAB 31-14. Miami plays Louisville next Saturday the 19th. In Game 1 of their 7-game series with the Phillies last night, the Marlins got a walk-off win. Miami now holds the number one wild card spot. Inter-Miami has come to terms with Juventus's Gonzalo Higuain. Inter plays Orlando tomorrow. Tonight in the NBA playoffs, it's Denver taking on the Clippers at 6:30 with LA up 3-1. Then at 9, Game 7 between Boston and Toronto. Winner gets the Heat in the Eastern Conference Finals. George Floyd's family will be in attendance at the Vikings' home opener Sunday against Green Bay. Every NFL team in Week 1, in addition to the Star Spangled Banner, will play Lift Every Voice and Sing, which is considered the black national anthem. Naomi Osaka will face Victoria Azarenka in the ladies' U.S. Open Finals Saturday. Osaka is a resident of Boca Raton. Tonight at 8, in Game 3 of the NHL Eastern Conference Finals, Tampa will take on the Islanders with the Lightning up 2-0. And now, we take a step into the day spa. Florida man was arrested for being under the influence, impersonated a police officer, then pulling over an actual cop. Not me, I think. Amsterdam-based gambling site BonusFinder.com is looking to hire a professional cheeseburger tester. I wonder how you could work up your appetite in Amsterdam in order to do this job the best you can. I don't know. A woman in London was surprised when she received X-rated veggies from her grocery delivery service. Some of the items included cleavage squash and penis eggplant. I'll take two of each. A wild mouse in Canada recently ate a cannabis plant and promptly passed out. Well, at least he gets it. Never get high on your own supply. Now on the weather. Tonight's forecast, rainy with temperatures around 80. Football is here. And the Joe Rose Show has Brandon Lang on to tell you everything you need to know when it comes to maybe making a little wager. Do you take the Dolphins Sunday? How about New Orleans or Tampa? And then, do you like the Browns?
Who could, wait a second, what could that be? I haven't heard that money. Well, who could that be?
Joe, I am excited because out of nowhere, our guy, Brandon Lang, last year was on with us all the time. BrandonLang.com, host of Believe in the Sharp Edge on the Believe Podcast Network. We saw him at Radio Row the last time the world was normal, and he hung out with us for a while, and now he's on the line.
He was hurting. He was running hard.
Brandon, good morning and welcome back. How the heck are you?
Ah, the boys in South Florida, we're back, baby. So let's just start this off with a bang. So yes, I got COVID. I did Facebook Live from the hospital. I validated every day how I felt, day one, day two, day three. But day four was kind of weird because when you're in the hospital, you still got to wear your mask, protocol, whatever. So I'm sitting there and this nurse walks in and I hadn't seen her in the rotation of, you know, the nurses that are rolling in and shifts and stuff. And she was porn star hot. Blonde hair, she had her breasts were propped up, and the first tell was she was wearing high heels, not the white nurse's shoes. So I'm thinking, Days of Thunder, one of my boys sneaked one in here, sort of, I don't know what's going on, but I'm like, okay, I'll go with it. So she picked the clipboard up, and I'm thinking, COVID nurses gone bad three, I don't know. I'm just like, this girl is porn star hot. So I say, okay, so with my mask on, she picks up the clipboard looking at my vitals, and I say, are my testicles black? And she looks at me like, excuse me? And I go, are my testicles black? So she lifts my sheet up, and she takes my Johnson, and she's, you know, moving it around, and she takes, you know, takes my testicles like they're marbles, and she goes on for about 45 seconds to a minute, and I'm like, whoa, and she goes, no, they're fine. And when I pulled my mask down, I said, are my test results back? So, you know, it was a good start, and, you know, we were rocking and rolling. So, there we go. What's up, boy?
You're such an idiot. You're such an idiot. Man, oh,
there we go. Hey, I had so you going, too. Had you going.
Did. Hey, so how the hell are we going to pick games with COVID-19 just when you think you got a good feel and all of a sudden week two or three and two key guys offensively you find out aren't playing? What are you telling people? How are you picking games?
Okay, so last night, you know, I started off the season last Thursday and had a nice pick on South Alabama, plus 12.5 over Southern Miss, and then Monday night BYU. And then last night when I was breaking down Houston and KC, I basically had, I think, 21 radio shows yesterday, and I said the same thing. If you're handicapping games with no OTAs, with no preseason games, you have to lean towards clubs that have a veteran coaching staff that has been in place, a veteran presence that has been in place, basically a team that's been together. So when I looked at that game last night, it opened 11.5, went down to 9.5. I said to myself, as much as I want to use Houston here, I just think Kansas City, at home, fans or no fans, 17 to 22 starters back, the entire offense back. I love this kid from LSU. I said, I don't think offensively they're going to miss a beat, and I don't want to be sitting there down double digits hoping Deshaun Watson gets me a back door. I think this offense with just, again, veteran presence, they've been together, they're implemented in the system, and as you saw, they just, all night long, they look like in mid-season peak form, and it was good to watch KC do what KC does, so nice to get a win. So as you handicap the weekend, I think you take the point spread and kind of throw it out the window and just look at teams that have been together and have played together with no transition in coaching staff with coordinators and whatnot. Right. And roll with that, because I think KC last night showed you that they didn't miss a beat.
Brandon, that's a perfect transition into the Dolphin-Patriot game on Sunday, because the Dolphins have a ton of new players, new offensive coordinator, still the same head coach and the same quarterback, but a lot different. And the Patriots have a new quarterback, no Brady anymore. The defense is kind of all over the place from last season. How the heck do you look at that game, Dolphins and Patriots, on Sunday?
I think I trust Flores' knowledge of Belichick and the fact that they went in there last year plus 17.5 and won the game outright, basically cost the Patriots home field advantage. And because of that, they lose to the Titans round, not home field advantage, but a first round bye. And that led to getting beat by Tennessee. I wouldn't trust Cam Newton laying 6.5, 7 anytime, any place, anywhere. I think it's a close game. I think it goes down to the wire, and I think the value is with the bearded wonder plus the points.
Speaking, I think I know where you're going to go on this. Tampa Bay's going to go to New Orleans in the sexy matchup, Sunday 4 o'clock game on Fox. New Orleans got a lot of guys back. They're at home. Tampa Bay, these guys have not played together yet. They look great on paper. What happens in this one?
I like the value of Brady plus 3.5. Now, yesterday it came out that Evans might be a scratch with a hammy problem. So I think you have to just set back and wait and see what his status is, because I think he is a huge part for what they want to do. I still lean towards Tampa Bay plus 3.5. I think their defense, which the last six games of last year was ranked in the top three. Their young average age is 28 years old, and I think Bowles did a tremendous job with him last year with no risk it, no biscuit. So I still lean toward them plus 3.5. The Saints in home openers, 1-6 their last seven against the spread.
That's an interesting one right there. The Cleveland Browns still giving people kind of, you know, headaches. I know they're a 7.5-point dog or something close to that against the Ravens this weekend. With that offense and the way that it could be, why are they dogs every single week, it looks like, when they're playing a decent team? Especially this week, the Ravens are a much better team than the Browns, I think. But no respect for the Browns and that offense and what it could be, right?
And listen, new coach, new system. I think the Ravens make a statement here. And you guys know me. I'm not a big chalk guy. I'm a dog guy. I look for dog. But in this case here, single digit, this reminds me of the Chiefs game last night. I don't think that Ravens offense is going to miss a beat with Lamar. When the Browns beat the Ravens last year early, they went 4-12 against the spread. They went 4-8 against the spread their last 12 to close out the year. I don't trust them, and I just think the Ravens at home, much like the Chiefs did Thursday night, are going to handle their business and win by double digits.
Well, we got a lot of good games that first week. How about Green Bay, Minnesota? What are your thoughts on that?
That's it. I always say there's quarterbacks in this league that you when you're getting them plus the points, you have to take them. If you lose, you lose. But you can count on one hand how many times you're going to get Aaron Rodgers as an underdog this year. Maybe three times. He'll be a favorite the whole year. So getting him plus 3, by the half, get 3.5. I'll roll with A-Rod plus the 3.5. I'm not sold on Kirk Cousins. I'm not sold on Minnesota. Green Bay last year won and covered both meetings with Minnesota last year. And I'll come back with A-Rod again. Green Bay plus the points.
Last year, the start for the Dolphins, obviously one of the worst we've ever seen. And we thought this could be a monumental bad season for them. And they were double-digit underdogs. It looked like they were going to be all year long. Is that what we're going to be talking about with the Jaguars this year? Another 8-point dog versus the Colts, but are they going to be double digits almost every week at this point?
Yeah, but I want you to think about this. I actually like them plus the 8 at home.
Wow, okay.
Do you really trust Philip Crimea Rivers in a new system to go down to Jacksonville in that heat and just show up and light it up like he's in L.A. or San Diego playing for the Chargers? I just don't see it. Listen, now let me say this. Even as bad as they were last year, they covered 3 of the 4 games when they were getting 6 points or more. As bad as they were, in the 4 games that they were getting 6 points at more, they covered 3 of them. And you listen, Joe, you played in the NFL. You can be bad. But when you're a home dog in the NFL getting more than a touchdown, it's a weird dynamic. Listen, I wouldn't trust Phillip Rivers laying more than a touchdown against SMU on the road. Florida International on the road, plus 12 at home against Rivers. I'm taking Florida International. I'm just telling you. Rivers is a pick six away from a knot. He is Mr. I will throw you a pick six on Sunday. Like the Jags.
We're over format time, but, man, it sure is great having you back, man. It is. I'm so glad you called us and just said, let me talk to the guys in South Florida. That was awesome.
Hey, it's football season. I'm actually in New York playing a little golf, sitting outside of Starbucks, and I'm telling you right now, while we were on the air, 3 MILF dime walked in and out of Starbucks. And one thing about New York, when they go to Starbucks, they wear the high heels. The MILF showcase when daddy's at work. So it's the magic of whenever I do your guys' show, whatever Starbucks I'm sitting outside of, I guarantee you the over-under of dime pieces going in and out, 3.5. I bet the over. And you guys, the magic of South Florida, StarbucksMILFs.com. Guys, I love you. Let's have some winners.
Thanks, man.
Football is here, and everyone seems to be in gear. Got to love Joe Rose in the morning from 6 to 10. You know, he's spending all weekend working the football games, watching the football games, basically being the football games. Speaking of the games, the Dan Le Batard Show. They've got celebrity prognosticator Steve O next on the Best of the Joe Show. Welcome back to the Best of the Joe Show, running back some of the best audio you've heard here on 560 over the past 24 hours. I am Dan Day at Dan Day Radio on Twitter, and it is a Feel Good Friday, so my man Anthony B. letting you know he's a king in my castle, and you should be a king in your castle too.
Tell us something. King in my castle. King in my castle. I'm a king in my castle.
Anthony B, King in My Castle, Make You Feel Irie, going into the weekend. The Dan Le Batard Show always makes you feel good, whether it's weekdays or weekends, but you can usually hear them weekdays from 10 to noon right here on 560 The Joe. What did they get into early today? Celebrity prognosticator Steve-O. He was kind of feeling a little bit. He told some Mike Tyson stories, and he also lets us know why he got kicked out of the U.
And now, it is time for Celebrity Prognosticator. Let's win some money.
They smoked 5 grams of cocaine over the course of 3 hours. Steve-O, thank you for being on with us. The Wild Ride Podcast. Get it wherever it is you get your podcast. We have really missed you, sir. Thank you for being on with us.
Who wouldn't miss him after that story?
Yes, I mean, it was a really great story.
Yeah, dude, you know... next week on the Wild Ride Podcast is Mike Tyson. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Reunion.
Yeah, for sure, man. I'm super psyched about that. Okay, guys, let's talk football.
We will. Do you know how difficult
it
is?
Like my bosses.
Do you know how difficult it is to be a flea market circus clown who's Steve-O and have that be like the second most impressive thing about what we talked about the last time? But anyway, let's talk some football because he doesn't want to talk about
it. No, I don't care, man. I'll talk about whatever, dude. I'm easy.
But are you good at picking games? We've got lines here provided by Caesars William Hill. Are you good at picking these games?
You know, I've never been a gambler, man. My maternal grandfather, he gambled away all his money and blew his brains out. But true story. You know, gambling was always just kind of a weird thing that I didn't want to mess with. But with that said, you know, I enjoy football, and I'm happy to pick some games for you.
I can't believe that a man who smoked 5 grams of cocaine with Mike Tyson actually says with a straight face, I'm not a gambler.
Ben told that story, and we understand why,
I mean,
though, of course.
I can't think of a situation.
I mean, because you're gambling with your wife.
That is correct.
Yes, Steve-O.
That is correct, yes, Stugatz. Yes. All right, let's get...
I was just going to say, you know, my feeling about it is, if you have money, why would you want to lose it? And if you don't have money, why would you want to lose it? Like, how are you supposed to pay for 5 grams of cocaine if you lost all your money gambling?
That's a good point.
It is such a good point. Yeah. You can't even dispute it. Before we get to the games, put it on the poll, Guillermo,
exactly.
At Levitard Show. Yes. Can you explain to us, just before we get started with these games, like what you consider to be the craziest thing that Johnny Knoxville has asked you to do?
Let's see here. The craziest thing that Knoxville's asked me to do. I don't know. It didn't really work that way too much. Yeah, I don't know, man. I mean,
okay, we can move on. I don't mean to badger you about this.
No, it's all good, dude. I'm not too worried about it. But you know, it's not like Knoxville doesn't really ask us to do stuff too much.
Steve-O said he wanted to talk football, Dan.
Let's talk football. Let's get going. All right, Miami at New England. New England is a 6.5-point favorite at home. Who does Steve-O have?
Spent a lot of my formative years growing up in Miami. I'm going with the Dolphins, man.
That's right.
It would be wrong. It would be
good
wrong.
Reason.
You know, I dropped out of the University of Miami. I was kicked out. I'm a Miami guy.
Why'd you get kicked out?
Drugs and vandalism.
Yeah, the usual.
Of course, right.
Las Vegas at Carolina. Carolina's a 3-point dog at home. Who do you have?
Oh, man. You know, the novelty of the Raiders being in Las Vegas is just going to win me over on this one. We're going Vegas.
Jets at Buffalo. Buffalo, a 6.5-point favorite at home.
Oh, my God. Jets and Buffalo.
That's right. That's the that's the right reaction.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my God. 10 years.
I've been watching that game my entire life,
can both teams lose?
Yeah. I remember the old acronym for the Bills. Boy, I love losing Super Bowls.
Never heard that.
I have never heard that either. I have never heard the Bills used as an acronym. Are you going to pick a game or are you just going to do comedy?
We're sorry.
All right, wait
We're
a minute.
Sorry.
Wait
I'm
a minute.
Sorry.
I was always such a fan of the idea of going over Niagara Falls in a barrel. I'm going to go with the Bills.
That's an excellent way to do that. Yes. That's an excellent way to choose that. Tampa Bay at New Orleans. New Orleans, a 3.5-point favorite at home. Who do you got?
Let's see here. Tom Brady in Tampa, man. I got to see how that works, man. I I'm rooting for the guy. I'm going with Tampa.
All right. You're really suffering these picks, really? Steve-O. Like, you are, I mean.
Sounds like you're gambling your entire life.
It really does sound like this hurts you. Dallas at the L.A. Rams. The Rams are a 3-point dog at home.
Yeah. Man. The Rams are my team this year. I'm on the Rams bandwagon.
Right.
Let's go L.A.
All right. We are hoping that you win so that you have to come on back on next week. Thank you for being on with us. Steve-O's Wild Ride Podcast, wherever you get your podcasts. Anything else you want us to tell us about the podcast other than Mike Tyson's your next guest, which is promotion enough, I suppose.
Yeah, Mike Tyson's my next guest. And, you know, I put out this multimedia comedy special on my website that is so filthy. You have to click something to indicate that you're over 18, even to watch the trailer. It's like a porn site. And, man, it's a lot of fun. It's called Gnarly, and it's at steveo.com. That was what I was promoting when I got duct taped to that billboard in L.A. I don't know if you guys heard about that, but it did get some press. And, yeah, it's well worth checking out steveo.com just for that reason alone. And I hope I win as well because I'd love to come back and talk to you guys.
How unpleasant was that entire experience on that billboard? Because they just showed it on television. It looks deeply uncomfortable.
Dude, man, I'd never had an article from Vanity Fair, man. You know, I did Rolling Stone covered it, Vanity Fair, Variety, TMZ, BuzzFeed, Deadline, CNN, USA Today. It was everywhere, man.
All right, very good. Right, so it was worth it, whatever it is that it was.
Yeah.
Please win, man.
Yes,
please
we need you win. To win. We'll talk to you next week, hopefully.
Okay, thanks so much, guys.
Steve-O kind of sounds like he's a big sports fan, but also that he's done a lot of drugs. Got to respect that. Always respecting Hawk and Crowder for different reasons, of course. They're going to be celebrating a Football Friday next on the Best of the Joe Show.
Ruben, what are we going to do then? Slew them!
It is the Best of the Joe Show, running back some of the best audio you've heard here on 560 over the past 24 hours. I am Dan Day, and I've got some kind of hardcore reggae for you right now from Capleton. This is Hoodem Slewdem for a Feel Good Friday.
Hoodem, I could be what that them a try. Them got this king, so let's see what you all of them die. Hoodem, I make us with them with this spell.
That's some Capleton, kind of aggressive Hoodem Slewdem. Kind of got a busy, aggressive weekend, which I do. I'm running and gunning all weekend long, so that kind of gets me going while at the same time giving me the good vibes on a feel-good Friday. Always good vibes on the Hawk and Crowder Show because they had a Football Friday. Plus, they're cool with De'Ara King. Kane's kicking game? A-OK. Hit the over! And where is James Harden?
Well, here we go on a Football Friday!
I feel like a different man.
It's so weird to have a Football Friday when we haven't even started the Eastern Conference Finals and the heater in it. What the hell's going on here?
His next couple weeks are about to be so awesome.
I know. I'm telling you. So last night, and we will talk about it today, we have a loaded potato of a show. We are going to try to navigate all of it. But I will tell you, and you tell me if you felt the same, I was so happy watching football last night that I can't even begin to tell you. And now remember, football really hasn't been affected by the pandemic. You know, we missed the preseason games and the Hall of Fame game, but so what? I'm sitting there, and I got the little DirecTV double play working because I told you I've got the one TV that's got DirecTV just in case I need ACC Network, which I did. It was like break glass if you need ACC Network. And I'm sitting there. And I'm doing the little double play between Hurricanes and UAB and Chiefs and Texans. And then I start thinking about this weekend. I'm like, oh my God, tomorrow. Like there's an FSU game. I don't even know who they play. I'm going to watch. Sure, I'm going to watch.
I don't care.
What the hell do I care? Does Florida play this weekend? I don't even think they play, do they?
I don't think so.
I don't even know if they play. Florida Gators football.
Should probably keep up with that, huh?
Well, you know, they don't start till the 26th. Is that their first game's not till the 26th? Is that true? Huh, interesting. So they're a couple weeks away.
But you know what? With them only playing SEC opponents, we're missing our cake games.
Ah,
we're jumping to 26 right into Ole Miss. We're missing our cake games, and I don't like it.
Well, I was delighted last night. I really was just flipping between, and then I'm like, all right, then I'll watch college football, and then Sunday we got our Dolphins and and the Sunday night game is good, and then there's going to be Monday night football, and oh yeah, the Heat are in the Eastern Conference Finals, and we're going to find out tonight who their opponent is. But man, I love football. I just love it. That's my favorite sport to watch on TV. Did you have that same experience last night? Did you love that it was back?
Yeah, and you know what? I found myself doing something crazy because the KC game, Houston, I don't have DirecTV. I couldn't watch the Canes game. I had to go back and watch it online. Houston, KC, when I had to get up and walk the kids back to bed and give them the I love you kisses and hugs, I rewound the game in case I missed a couple plays. I never do that.
It's right?
Hell, you miss a second down, who cares? I went back and watched that second down just because I had a second down to watch.
We're fiending. And they That's finally exactly gave us a little bit. They gave us, whoa, I'm not going to leave that drop over there. I'll just take all that.
How much for one play? How much just for one play?
How much for one second down play? Can you give me one second down play? And so then if you were just busy today and didn't see social media, the UM Louisville game next Saturday will be 3:30, which will be perfect because there will be a probably a Heat Eastern Conference Finals game, which would be in the evening. So UM Louisville would be your appetizer, and then you get to the main course. So real cool last night. Hurricanes did win. I would tell you this. Did they blow the doors off their opponent? No. I was fine, though. Like, I was not upset at all. First of all, we had the Hurricanes minus 14, so that already makes it fine. Bingo. But I was fine. I thought Derek King, I mean, he showed you some flashes of how he can make something happen. There were a couple times where he had open receivers and he overthrew and underthrew, and so that part was, a little, where you go, all right, you got to get the accuracy down. But Cameron Harris can run like hell. I was fine with that Hurricanes game. They're 1-0, and they beat him by 17 points. Like, that was no, I got no issues.
And I would say I had to write a quote down because I don't want to be a hater, but I have to be honest. I was appeased. I wasn't impressed.
Like, right.
I was happy to see the progress. I was happy to see the offense. They ran 79 plays, which was a thing we were talking about. Is this really going to be a hurry-up, spread, RPO offense? It was, but just wasn't impressed. They didn't. I think they should have dominated, and I was very upset by the wide receiver.
Now, I will tell you this, though. UAB, and again, a lesser opponent, but UAB did have that week before game, and I think that goes a long way in a season like this. They got that preseason game in because they looked crisper at the beginning of the game than the Hurricanes did. The Hurricanes got it rolling a little bit towards the end, and I think UAB came out a little bit more crisp because they had the game the previous week. Did I watch the Hurricanes last night and go, oh yeah, they could play with Clemson? No. But did I watch the Hurricanes last night and feel confident about who they have at quarterback? Yes, I felt confident with De'Ara King behind center, and I felt good overall about the team. So that was kind of my takeaway from it.
And the struggles in the passing game, as I watched that Kansas City-Houston game last night, they weren't crisp in the passing game. Mm-hmm. At all. I think the running, and I think this is a narrative I think is going to happen this week, tomorrow, Saturday, college, and NFL Sunday and Monday. Like Kansas City last night, they ran the ball 34 times. They haven't run the ball 34 times in 3 years or something like that. It's easier to do that. There's no timing involved. So I think, like you're saying, the slow start, the lack of passing game, I think that's going to be a football problem. We'll see. I think that's going to be a football problem more than just a UM problem.
All right, let's get headlines here with Alejandro Solana.
Boom. The University of Miami did beat UAB 31
Talk about it.
To 14. Guys, last season, something you didn't mention, UM only scored 30 points or more three times. Once to Virginia Tech, they lost. Once against UAB, it doesn't count. And only one other time in a win against Louisville. Your first game with a new quarterback in a shortened offseason, you score 31 points. I think that's promising for Canes fans.
Yeah, no doubt. And you did it without any turnovers. I mean, you did it with your offense. So, yeah, I don't hate on last night. You know, as a Hurricane fan living in the past, do you want a 45-0 beatdown? Yeah, of course you do. But I'll take what I saw last night, honestly, for the shortened practice and new coordinators and new QB and no Gregory Rousseau and Borregales, the kicker, he was money. I mean, that was a pleasure.
He's your MVP right now.
After
going through last season,
having
a kicker that's going to just bust 25 yarders like it's easy, which it should be, bro.
Right.
Yes.
Those little 25-yard chip shots, and you don't have to sweat thinking whether it's going to go in or not.
And I was reading something on one of those hurricane somethings, and they were saying that the kickers, that damn punter, what was he averaged 48 yards last night or something
crazy. We had him on before.
Lewis Headley.
Headley.
Bro,
Australian.
Like if you want to give it credit or not, to have a punter that can swing the field and have a kicker that can knock down 30 yards guaranteed, bro, that could change the season.
Yeah, he looks a lot better this season, too. He's a little underwhelming last year. Remember, he came in as this giant from Australia, tatted up everywhere.
I think maybe our expectations were that he was going to kick the ball out of the stadium. You know,
I wanted him to bust the ball. I thought the ball would bust on his foot.
He had this aura surrounding him. It was like, I think it may have been a little unrealistic.
Yeah. The new touchdown rings, they were unveiled last night.
I like that, man. The crib. I know. Go ahead, Crowder. You're going to hate on it, but I loved them.
That's so lame, but I'm sorry.
All right. Loved them.
Hey, man. But De'Aaron King, y'all were selling me Johnny Manziel, Baker Mayfield, Tim Tebow. I didn't see that, fellas. I'm sorry to say. I didn't see that out of King.
Well, again, I did see a little Kyler Murray. Is he a short squat guy?
He's little.
I didn't realize that. Yeah, I didn't realize that. I didn't realize. Yeah, he's a small dude. Listen, again, that's what I'm saying. Like, I take it all, you know, with some context that, hey, here's a transfer and it's a new system for UM and you're playing in a situation that is not exactly what is traditional every season leading up to a season. And he was off on some of his throws. But, I mean, there were a couple scrambles, too, that were unbelievable. We were just like, wow.
Yeah. Oh, no. The one, there was one on, I think, third down, like third and one or something, third and two. That was great. And then the touchdown run was good. He seemed like he was reluctant to pull the ball. And Cam Harris, bro, I'll tell you this, too. The stable of running backs, I know it was UAB, but with Harris, Knighton, and Cheney, I think y'all got something back there right now. Like, that's impressive. De'Aaron, he wasn't pulling the ball. I was watching a lot of runs where he had the edge. He just wouldn't pull it. Pull the ball and take the hell off.
Well, I think, though, he doesn't want to be that guy, though. Right? Like, he wants to be known as a passer, as a numerous threats, right? So sometimes I think quarterbacks are too quick to pull the ball and run with it. And I'm with you. Like, I saw a couple times where it looked like he would have had yardage. But, yeah, I was impressed with Cam Harris as well. I think that kid can run.
That joke.
Hope
legs.
He's healthy. Yeah.
A tree trunk.
All right. Anything else, Solana?
Yeah, guys. There was also a NFL football game last night.
Yeah,
Chiefs,
talk about it.
34. Texans 20.
They hit the over on the meaningless field goal at the end. Yep. Is that crazy? Because Rob Pizzola had given us the over, and it was 53. Crazy.
I saw something on Twitter. A guy lost 200 racks off that field goal.
Saw that. Yeah. I saw that. Oh, my God. How could you sleep? No chance that dude has slept yet, right?
His units are different than our units. Good.
You're not
gracious.
In the NBA last night, guys, the Lakers, they beat the Rockets. They now lead 3-1. It was a 110-100 victory. They held off that late surge by Houston.
Yeah, James Harden, fourth quarter, surging. Guy doesn't do anything. He just doesn't do anything.
It's crazy. It is crazy.
It doesn't do anything. It's crazy. He didn't take a shot. Think about this, Crowder. James Harden did not shoot a basket in the fourth quarter.
Something's going on with him because we've talked about this too many times in these playoffs with James just folding at the end.
I mean, is that possible to not take a shot?
I thought his game was the bulk shooting. I thought like he was a Carmelo where if they're on the court, they're going to shoot. Why are they on the court if they're not shooting? I'm confused by that. Why would Russell Westbrook come in on a trade and then take over? James, this is your job. He's the number two. He might be scared to tell Russell that he's number two. That might be the problem. He's terrified to tell this man, you're not the number one option, Russ.
Somebody texts in, Hawk was nervous about that 14-point cover early. I was nervous late. They weren't even kneeling on the ball late. They had damn Nikosi Perry throwing the ball like deep in their own territory. I'm like, you're not doing this. What are you doing, coach? What are you doing? You don't need to get Nikosi Perry reps. He started the whole damn season last year. Kneel on the ball.
Hawk, we need
I got
some
money on this game.
They're called evaluation reps. The game was in hand. You need to
evaluate
them
last year. Film got money on this game.
Leave King in.
All right, what else, Solana?
We have to get to Los Marlins, who won last night in dramatic style. First of their 7-game series to decide the fate of the universe.
They're in the playoffs right now. The playoffs started today. They are a playoff team.
Incredible. They play 6 more against the Phillies, including tonight. Game 2, it's at 5:10 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Can't get enough Hawk and Crowder weekdays from 2 to 6, but right now I got something special for you, the Friday tradition. It is the week that was on Hawk and Crowder. Huckman highlights, Crowder crowd pleasers.
Huckman highlights. Crowder crowd pleasers. Bienvenidos al Hockey Crowder Show. Brought to you in Miami.
Hi.
Shout out to them goons, though. Carry on.
Fine ass Kyle.
He's got that walk.
And it's just normal vasectomy story, but I don't know if anybody knows the story, so I'll tell y'all how it happened.
Hi. Up and down, they ain't got a chance. You understand what I'm telling you?
Oh, my goodness. A gorgonzola crumble. Oh, you're speaking my language.
Get me naked and bring a bunch of people in the room. And Kyle Lowry's dragging that booty around.
Which, that adds like 12 minutes.
Highlight.
I definitely could never get a vasectomy because I don't know if I reach the stomach.
Did you not want an upsy-downsy? I'm using lotion.
Now we know why Odell wanted to go play for the Browns.
Mmm, delicioso.
Whatever would help the Raptors
Canada,
win.
Canada, my home in those maple syrup.
True patriot love.
Canada, the maple cream cookies. Maybe. Tim Hortons and I'm sorry, I feel like I'm alone here.
I never heard the remix.
Shout out to them goons though. Carry on, carry on.
I definitely could never get a vasectomy.
Carry on.
I'm pleased.
That is how you wrap up a week. It's a feel-good Friday. Thanks for spending it with me. Hope your weekend is great. I'm going to be running all around town this weekend, so if I look a little stressed or a little crazy or there's just a wild look in my eye, I always have a wild look in my eye. Just give me a pat on the back or a virtual pat on the back and say, keep them going, Dan Day. I am Dan Day once again at Dan Day Radio on Twitter. Have a great weekend. I'll be back Monday, 6 o'clock, for another edition of the Best of the Joe Show. Later, slug.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.